from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I want to thank my mom. All your hard work, sacrifice, dedication. It didn't go unnoticed. The way you raised me and my little brother, it was a Hall of Fame effort. Today, Ma, you go in the Hall of Fame.
There you go, man. That was kind of like a little Kevin Durant action there. Mom, you're the real MVP. Remember that when Kevin Durant won MVP and he saluted his mom? That was a cool moment on Saturday.
One of the things he credited her for was encouraging him to go to Miami High, which was not in his school district, but was a very, very good powerhouse of a program that put out, like, I believe, multiple NFL players. Andre spent his entire speech kind of thanking the people that had helped him along the way, and he did it in such a way that it was cool, because he wasn't just reading from a list, and he shed a little insight into each person or group of people that he thanked, and it was painted a picture of a young, very quiet Andre Johnson who had a lot of people around him that were helping him out. But I just know how it is trying to get through to a quiet kid. Sometimes you worry about them because you just don't know what they're feeling or thinking. And it made me feel a lot of empathy for them as far as like how good it must feel to see Andre do everything that he did. Because Andre had mentioned in an interview a couple weeks ago about how it's, you realize you go to the Hall of Fame and it's everybody else coming along with you, that they get to share in that because they were a part of it. And that part of it, It never felt like he was doing it out of obligation or anything. He felt like he really owed it to all those people and appreciated how much they helped him.
He did a great job. He did a phenomenal job. And this was definitely one of the more emotional, if not the most emotional moments. Andre Johnson giving a shout out to his sister, April, who he talked to for the first time, as you're going to hear in this anecdote that Andre tells. Talked to her for the first time when he was 21 years old at the University of Miami, the day that his father, who was out of his life for most of his life, had passed away.
My sister April, wow. I remember getting a phone call in college, and my coach, he was like, this young lady is calling saying that she's your sister. I'm like, I don't have a sister, but I always heard I had one. At the age of 21, I get a phone call, and she informed me that our father had passed. And, sis, I can't lie. That was the phone call I had been waiting on for a long time. I have been waiting 21 years, and we've been locked in ever since. I love you, April.
All right, so I think there was a little bit of misunderstanding at first when Andre kind of presented it that way, like when his father passed away. This is the call I've been waiting for so many years. It was the call. It was because he knew he had a sister and he was waiting to hear from her. Been sitting here waiting 21 years for the call for my dad to pass away. Yeah.
Well, and it's, without knowing all the details of exactly, what his family situation was growing up, I think that part of it was, it almost, it just feels like that was some kind of sense of completion that he needed, and that not a lot of people get when you got fractured family situations. It's nice. I'm like happy for him in arrears, like without having known that that was his situation or anything. Like it could have been there was a void in his life there that he was able to fill in, and not a lot of people get to do that. And that was before he ever reached the NFL. That was really cool.
It was cool, and this is, I mean, you don't get this from just hearing the speech or the cut from the speech, but she was there. They were focused in on her while he's telling that story, and she's very emotional hearing it. And that just, you know, if you're watching it and you're a fan of Andre Johnson, it triggers the, you know, you're sitting in your living room watching it, and you're like, hey, man, it's getting a little dusty in this room here. I don't know what's going on. Like, why are these faucets turning on in my skull? I mean, it was really cool. It was, and there were a few moments like that in the speech for Andre.
That was how it was. You know, usually these things don't, it didn't feel real to me. The entire finding out that he was in the Hall of Fame, everything else like that, there was a part of me that was almost like still nervous about it. Yeah. This like, oh, like it's not for real until you actually see the ceremony. So for me personally, like that was the way I was absorbing it. It was like, holy crap. Like when they lifted the drapery off of the bust, and I'm like, oh, and it's a good bust. Not one of those weird ones that doesn't look anything like the guy or anything. And boy, oh, yep, this is for real. He's actually in it. And then the images of the people he was thanking, for sure, when you see his high school coach kind of start to get overcome with emotion a little bit as Andre Johnson is thanking his high school coach. It's hard not to feel something inside when you see that stuff.
Were you bummed that the Gary Kubiak presenter part of it was a prepackaged like 3-minute video and not Kubiak up there bebopping and scotting like he has in past presentations?
They've changed this from year to year or from era to era. I wasn't upset. I mean, I knew that's what it was going to be by the time Andre went. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen Kubiak at the podium. But if it was, you know, if they did that to keep a bunch of people that you've never heard of going on way too long, then, yeah, I'm okay with that sacrifice. I'll make that sacrifice.
Because
Kubiak would have gone his 3 minutes. He would have 3 minutes. On the dot, he would have followed instructions.
Yeah.
Some of these other yahoos can't handle it.
The video's great, too. I mean, that's floating around out there on the internet, too, if you want to find it. The Gary Kubiak, the 3-minute presentation video for Andre was really good. It was really good. There are a few observations, Seth, from the ceremony over the weekend, because I watched it from beginning to end. Dwight Freeney had a good speech. He went first. It's always good to have somebody who does a good speech batting leadoff at this thing. I had no idea he played for 5 different teams after he left the Colts in 2012. When he went through that little stretch where he's like, and I'd like to thank the Cardinals, the Seahawks, the Chargers, 2 other teams. I had no idea. I'm like, he played for that many teams in a 4-year span after he left Indianapolis. That was crazy.
There was a part, well, with Freeney, there was a part towards the end of his career where, you know, he was a kind of an undersized guy, and that if you lose that fastball and that freakish spin move, it's not quite the same. But I think there were a lot of teams that just thought, "All right, we'll bring him in here and
for
see
sure
if this can be this can be some kind of spark."
Yes,
that's why. But nobody even remembers that Jerry Rice played for the Seahawks.
No.
I mean, there are a lot of these guys. It's not that uncommon that with Hall of Famers, there is a spate of like three years at the very end of their career.
You wouldn't know unless you already knew. You wouldn't know Andre played for the Colts or the Titans from listening to his speech.
Right,
he didn't
right,
even mention
yeah
them in his speech. I wonder how many Texan fans were part of the chants for Lovie Smith at the Hall of Fame ceremony. Lovie Smith was the head coach for Devin Hester, and Devin Hester gave a shout-out to Lovie Smith, and the Lovie Smith chants broke out, Seth. And I couldn't blame Texan fans if they joined in on that, based on, as you've pointed out many times, Lovie's role in minimizing Jack Easterby, and as I think the role that a lot of people like to believe that Lovie had in going rogue, air quotes, and winning in week 18, air quotes.
It's still one of the weirder. I'm glad that C.J. Stroud worked out so that people don't go deep into their conspiracy holes on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lovie Smith was trying to win a football game because that's what football coaches do.
Yep.
So yeah, he wasn't trying to screw the Texans or anything like that.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As far as other things go, that happened at the Hall of Fame ceremony, Patrick Willis, who, as you've pointed out, has gone through some things since he retired early, right? He retired young before people expected him to retire.
Yeah, he only had a 7-year career.
Yeah.
He was just that good over the course of 7 years.
He was the best. Yeah, at his position. Yeah, he was really, really good. But he's had a kind of an up and down post-career. He gave one of the more bizarre Hall of Fame speeches. I don't think he mentioned a single teammate or coach other than Mike Singletary in his entire... And he acknowledged during the speech, like, 10 minutes in, he's like, I realize this is not your typical Hall of Fame speech. I'm not here to really talk about football. And I'm like, oh.
Okay, what was he talking about?
He was talking about his faith a little bit, just life in general. It was a very bizarre speech. I'm just going to put it that way.
It was very bizarre. Go watch it. Okay.
Go back and watch
it. Different, man.
Yeah.
He's a different dude.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
One thing about the Hall of Famers, they're all wired different. It's like... often for the better, sometimes for the kind of this is an interesting, unique individual.
Yeah. Michael Jordan got a shout out from Julius Peppers. Michael Jordan was there.
He did.
Michael Jordan.
Well, so Michael Jordan got two references in the Hall of Fame then.
Yeah.
Because Dwight Freeney was when he found out he got in the Hall of Fame. Michael Jordan was there too.
Yeah.
They were, because he's good friends with him. Okay.
He golfs with him. Yeah, Dwight Freeney calls him Big Bro. Julius Peppers gave him a shout-out because they both played basketball at North Carolina. Julius Peppers was a two-sports star. And so they've known each other. They've crossed paths, obviously. Julius Peppers gave a special shout-out to Michael Jordan, and they honed in on Michael Jordan. Did not look all that excited to get a shout-out from Julius Peppers.
Well, I mean, I just, you know, what's Jordan going to get excited about these days
not
anymore?
Even a smile.
That's why he gambles like he does.
It's true. He needs
to get that. There's little things. So it's one of the perils of being as famous as he is. He's seen and done everything.
Michael Jordan, this is what we need to acknowledge. Michael Jordan himself didn't seem to be all that thrilled to get inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He used his speech as a 20-minute Michael Corleone, squaring all the family business up in his speech.
If I know Michael Jordan, he knew that the cameras were on him, and yet he wasn't getting an appearance fee. So he wasn't gonna give the damn network the satisfaction of profiting off of his image.
I was gonna go easy on Chris Berman. You know, Chris Berman's getting up there a little bit, but he's kind of part of this thing. Like, there's a Pavlovian thing with Berman in the Hall of Fame. Like, he's been the main MC of the thing. He gave a "Houston, we have no problem" as the lead-in. Yeah, as the lead-in to Andre. Like, "Houston, we have no problem." Like, here's the thing. Wannabe comedians. Any variation of the "Houston, we have a problem" thing, it should not be used.
I was standing on a jetway waiting to board an airplane a couple weeks ago, leaving Houston. And there was a married couple. I think they were married. Either that or just out in the open lovers, because they both had wedding rings on. But this woman, it was like she had the most lustrous hair I'd ever seen. And I was trying to figure out, I was like, I'd really like to compliment her on her hair. And it's in front of her husband. Like, I don't think it would be creepy or seem like a hit on or anything. And I was like, thinking, like, how should I phrase this? And then out of her mouth came, she was bitching about something. and she goes, Houston, we have a problem. And it went from how can I compliment this woman to how can I poison her drink somehow? Yeah, it just ruined it for me. All of a sudden, she had the ugliest bird's nest of a hairdo I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, all of a sudden her physical appearance changes when you use that played out line. Brutal. Absolutely.
Maybe a
brutal
diet of cliches. That's what she does. Yep. She eats a diet of cliches, and that's what gives her a nice luster on her hair.
I like that they might have been lovers out in the open with their wedding.
That's probably what they were. She lured him in with her hair.
And the guy's
ruined his family.
Maybe the guy's name is Houston, and she just got a text from
that's
somebody.
That's true, yeah.
That found out about the affair. That could be.
They're whining at a bitching old poor old Houston there. Houston. He's a good man. Houston. Works hard. Took her on this vacation, and all she can do is complain about the heat.
Houston, we have a problem. All right. That was Andre. We'll get back to Andre Johnson in the 9 o'clock hour for sure. Okay, so locker room etiquette for rookies became a big deal over the weekend. Caleb Williams' insistence on something in the Bears locker room got a former Pro Bowler very, very upset. I'm siding with Caleb Williams on this, and I think this is something that many of you out there in a workplace can empathize with. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.